I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Clark on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it. Ricky Rose. I'm going to do my Ricky Rose.
Huh? Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, with Abe Gordon hanging out for Carl today. Carl on vacation. Doesn't tell his partner where he's going. Very cryptic. He doesn't tell me anything. I mean, what does he think? Like, I'm going to get a bunch of guys and we'll dress up like the Hamburglar. We'll break into his house like they do with Dodger players when they're on the road. I don't know. I mean, don't have to answer that, Abe. I'm just being silly. But no, Carl's on vacay. Abe's in today. Special show tomorrow. Mike Johnson from the morning shift. Mike's going to be hanging out with us. We're going to be up at the branch because the Falcons have to travel to Tampa. Short turnaround, man. It's Thursday Night Football on Amazon. So we'll have Mike with me tomorrow at the branch. Art will join us. Connor Riley on the Dogs player guest along with Coach. Speaking of the watch party Thursday night, 99 The Game and Bud Light teaming up for a Falcons-Bucks watch party. What a cool spot. Smith's Old Bar Thursday night in Midtown. Watch the Falcons battle the Bucks with Chris Thomas, friend of the Falcon, and the cheer team. Turtle will be there, competing in Bud Light's football toss to win an all-exclusive trip for two to Vegas to compete for Super Bowl tickets. Pretty sweet. Win Falcons Rams tickets or an autographed Falcons item. And, of course, great specials on Bud Light. Got to be 21 and over. Please drink responsibly. Smith's Old Bar, one of my favorite spots here in Metro Atlanta. You know Smith's.
I do, yeah. And sometimes I come up that way, depending on traffic, drive by it, and it's always just hanging out right there on the corner. So
my buddy, the Sun Dogs, played in there. My buddy, John and Harris and his crew is always one of my favorite upstairs. Great venue. Hey, man, a lot of guys fired up. A lot of guys hitting us up on the text line saying, basically, as I said, how low can you go when you start, you know, actually challenging the team for effort? And people are talking about it, and it just, you know, it just didn't pass the eye test. To be in a game, 6-6 should have been, you know, 9-6 if you don't have the special teams gaff with the blocked field goal. And then as Abe touched on it, I mean, to see the players, just the whole body language on the sideline, just people just dropping their shoulders when you get that kickoff return, 100 yards. And I saw the whole thing develop because I was in the end zone sitting in our suite. So you get to see the whole thing. You're like, hey, there's the gaps that the Jets special team guys were talking about last week.
I think it was may have been the other side of the field, right? One on the right, one on the left. But gaps are there, and it's just one of those things where the frustrating thing is, Mike, is you're a week off of what happened against the Jets, right? And their player publicly stating that he saw weaknesses in this unit and attack that. Give up a huge return in that game. You come off of that. In theory, a week's worth of coaching and at a pivotal part of the moment, coming off of halftime where everything should be collective and connected and on the same page, and that happens.
No, and it's a close game, and it's one of those games because I think Sam Darnold, I was talking earlier about the job McDonald is doing in Seattle. Sam Darnold is a guy, Daniel Jones was the same thing if you watch the Berlin game. He was this close to giving it away to you. You know, he was giving you turnovers. He gets a little shaky. I mean, they got some pressure on. Darnold will do something a little squirrely. And the question now is going to be for Seattle, with that high seed, does Darnold do the same thing he did the last 2 weeks last year, the last week of the season, number one seed on the line, and he completely spits the bit for the Vikings, if you remember. And then they go and play the Rams, and he's absolutely terrible. And he just looked like the same Sam Darnold that got, you know, blown out by the Jets. So there's a guy, but you got to apply pressure. And we saw some defense doing some good things, but you're right. The whole tenor, for lack of a better word, of the team just goes right out the window with the special teams gaffe. Raheem Morris in front of the media today, he says staff changes will be irrelevant right now when asked specifically about that with special teams.
I understand.
So what does that mean? Like, you know, the horse is already out of the barn, I can't fix it?
I feel like I want to try and defend this statement. I don't know what specifically he means, but I'm guessing that without saying it directly and spelling it out for you, it's too late. You're out of the playoffs at this point. And so making a change is now not saving the season. And this has been my theory for a couple of weeks. I know some people may disagree. They may feel that somehow Raheem finds a way to keep his job. It's my theory that Raheem already knows that he's going to be fired at the end of the year. And so why ruin Marquise Williams over the holidays for an extra 6 weeks of change?
I mean, again, I get that. And Marquise, like, they're all—
doesn't help the fans.
Look, they're all good guys. As we said, I had a chance to talk to Zach the other day. They're all good dudes. You just wonder what the hell's going on. You know, how is this team not following the lead of the coaching staff? Because whether the guys, and then we had this argument with Dave with Archer last week or 2 weeks ago, it's always the buck stops with the coaching staff. The buck stops with the guy. That's your unit, special teams. You're not working for free. You got a job to do. These guys that are putting bad tape out there, you know, they're hanging on. You are part of that other guys. You're not one of the 22 starters, but special teams, that's your niche. That's how you become a starter. That's how you hang on to your pension in the NFL. You get those 3 or 4 years banked. Not doing that. Because guys see this tape. So, I mean, everybody's putting your job at stake. You're putting your coach's job at stake. That's why it's not wrong to say what the heck's going on there. Just real quick to answer your question about Arthur and Raheem. Raheem asked about it. He says he is 100% in support of me. Support isn't an issue. Raheem today, when asked about Arthur Blank's support of him.
All right, and fine. Like, people have been blindsided, fired before. Like maybe he feels that way. Maybe that's just something he's saying. This goes back to the very beginning of the show, Mike. If you keep Raheem Morris, it's going to give fans a reason to not show up at the start of the year because you don't know what you got going on at quarterback. Whether Penix is healthy or not, even if he's playing, we don't know what he is still. And the only reason, I said this to you off air. I may as well say it on air, right?
Okay. Well, be careful. We're on double secret probation right now.
I think that was you, not me. It's okay for fans to reach the point where they don't want to go to games right now. I think when you're in a 4-win season, that naturally is going to happen. What's not okay is for fans to enter the season with apathy. I think a lot of this fan base, Mike, was amped up coming into the year. We had our quarterback. We got all these picks. We're doing this. We're doing that. I think fans were pumped. It's my opinion and mine alone. Maybe others share it. That if you come into the year next year with Raheem Morris, not knowing what the situation is at quarterback, without a first-round pick to juice things up, I just don't know why fans would be excited to start the year next year.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we talked about, you know, there's a line where you go from angry, and I'm angry today. I'm still angry, even though you could argue with the 5-game losing streak, it was kind of a done deal. You knew where this was going. As we said, there's varying ranges of fan excitement and interest. Some guys believe, you know, literally until we got to 0%, as we just got to this week, we are now officially eliminated from the playoffs. Some fans go, okay, I guess you're right. Because there are those folks that do, they have hope, and they do, as silly and trite as it may seem, they do hang on, and they believe in this team despite all the things that have gone south. So we have to cover all the bases when we talk about this team. I personally felt in the middle of once you lost some of these games, while you had a chance, the Bucs were leaking. The Bucs are still leaking. That's the ultimate upset for many fans and why I'm so angry. You just get to 9-8, you could probably win this division. I mean,
the Panthers might win this division.
10-7. The Panthers, and we joked around about it, the Panthers, they'll be lucky to get 5 wins. Well, we may not get to 5 wins. So that just makes it more aggravated. 4th and 1, talking about the Falcons with the rest of the NFL coming up in just a sec. Brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Just real quick, bounce around the league. Last night, it's almost like the NFL, if you didn't watch in the afternoon, the Chiefs and the Texans. It's like the Chiefs, all the calls that everybody felt the Chiefs have gotten away with, Day-Day, I don't know where you draw the line, 3 years, 4 years, just seems like the Chiefs have gotten every single call the last 3 or 4. It's almost like the NFL, Abe, has made up for it in one season. Because now they don't get anything, and everything is literally going the opposite way in prime time.
And I know this one wasn't one possession, but all those one possession games they won last year are flipping around this year.
No, and they just look like a team that is completely defeated. Like, they just cannot figure out how to turn things around for themselves.
And it's interesting because did they age out? They got injuries. Remember, was it Simmons was out there? Some defense. They got some guys that are showing some age. They also haven't been as – look, they've always kind of done it. It felt like smoke and mirrors last year because of Patrick Mahomes. Do some magical Patrick Mahomes stuff. And now even that's not working.
Yeah.
For the Chiefs.
I feel like because of Patrick Mahomes, they've taken a look at certain aspects, specifically on offense, and just kind of pushed them aside because they felt Mahomes would cover up some of the problems, and Kelce was part of that. As Kelce's gotten a little bit older, a little bit slower, they just haven't replaced his production. The offensive line isn't quite what it needs to be. The run game has never really gotten going for that team. And they have gotten older and too much money spent on players that aren't making enough plays.
Saints get the win last night. We mentioned the Bucs 24-20. It was a throw to Egbuka that he dropped.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a little high, but it was a good throw from Baker. And Baker was, you know, not frustrated, but he was frustrated, period. Wasn't calling him out or anything. But that's what Aaron Rodgers does. But Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, they get the win over the Ravens. And just when you think the Ravens are going to get on this run and they'll find a way, man, the Ravens have been just hard and inexplicable to watch the way that Todd Monken's offense just doesn't function like it used to.
Yeah, and this is more about the Ravens and Lamar than it is the Steelers. Like, I don't think anyone's really looking at the Steelers as a contender in the AFC. You know, you look through some
squads. The Steelers don't pass the eye test.
No.
But Lamar, if you watch the Thanksgiving game, he was just awful, carrying it like a loaf of bread, just doing the Lamar Jackson stuff. You know, it's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Again,
he's only had bad and ugly, though. There's not much good right now. That's the problem. He's not doing it with his legs and all that stuff.
It is our man, Abe Gordon, filling in for Carl today, talking NFL guys, brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Some of the other storylines from the weekend. The Thursday night game, you and I weren't working, but the Lions finally looked like a little swagger back. We talked about Buffalo earlier in the show. Man, that Bills deep. Talk about not passing the eye test. I know that it's Joe Burrow and the Bengals, but you needed every single ounce of everything Josh Allen could give you, both throwing and running for a bunch of scores in one of the more entertaining games, 39-34.
Does it
in the snow?
We just talked about the Chiefs and the Ravens and the Bengals and some of the other teams that are not going to be in this discussion. The Colts obviously lose Daniel Jones. They're probably out of the discussion now as well. I mean, is it Texans, Broncos, or Bills? Is that what we're left with in the AFC? Because the Texans and the Broncos are doing it one way, defense first, and the Bills are trying to combat that from the other side. And I really don't know who's going to stand out in the playoffs.
And everyone kind of figures Bo Nix, because Peyton has talked about they're throwing some scenarios at him, you know, trying to experiment a little bit. They keep finding ways to win, but that offense just it just doesn't look like Super Bowl caliber. The Raiders, if you didn't see this, the Raiders are down, what, it was 10. They kick a field goal with like next to no time on the clock last night or yesterday afternoon in Vegas to cover the spread, and everybody's losing their minds over this one because they did cover the spread.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I mean, I don't know. What are they supposed? I guess go for it the 40 or from again, the 30? Like, I don't know.
The logic, you're going to get what? The two-point conversion, make the onside kick with 2 seconds left?
There was no, I don't think there was any time on the clock.
Yeah, everybody was talking about
it. It was the final play of the game. I guess they can go for it.
Packers beat the Bears 28-21. Good day for Jordan Love. Good day for Watson. If you watched, because and for fantasy ramifications, I had a couple of guys in that game. And Christian Watson with the big play. 2 touchdowns. And you know, the long one was 41 yards. It's pretty nice.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.